דברים שלא ידעתי בגיל 16, פודקאסט חינוך אמיתי, שנותן כלים, עצות והשראה מהדמויות המובילות לישראל.
שלום לכל המאזינים שלנו ברחבי הגלובוס, אני דפנה.
ואני ואייל.
ועמית נוגה בת שמש. אנחנו בפרק חדש של פודקאסט דברים שלא ידעתי בגיל 16.
כל שבוע נעלה לכאן פרק עם תוכן מלא בערך מעורר השראה, שייתן לכם כלים חדשים לפרוץ את הגבולות שלכם, לראות הכי רחוק שאפשר ולהגיע לשם, אלא עד סוף ומעבר לו.
לפני שנתחיל, אנו מזכירים לכולם שהפודקאסט נמצא בכל אפליקציות הסטרימינג, וגם יכולים למצוא אותנו בכל ערוצי הסושיאל מדיה של רשת עמית, בפייסבוק, אינסטגרם, יוטיוב ועוד.
אנחנו בפרק ה-25, והפעם עם מלאני מקרגורי, and the director of the EMA Customer Studios. So, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm delighted to be here. How are you both?
Great, thank you.
Yeah, excited. So, what is your role at Amazon?
So, my role is I'm responsible for what we call the Customer Solutions Management Team across Europe, Middle East, and Africa. And that means we support customers, large customers and small customers, to get to the cloud. You know, we want them to be able to use technology in a way that enhances their business and helps them meet their goals and hopefully makes the experience better for their customers as well.
Wow. Why is it important for Amazon to support this program?
It's so important. You know, I sit here as somebody with a science background so I did physics and went into technology from that. But we want to support this program because we firmly believe in the people of the future coming into technology. We want to create a good experience for you so that you want to have a career in technology. And we want to have a more diverse workforce as well. So it's not just about women. It's also about, you know, the whole population, and that's what we're looking for.
What is the percentage of women in Amazon?
It varies depending on which country you go to. But, you know, if we think about Amazon Web Services and the part of the organization that I come from, the Europe, Middle East and Africa, we call it the Commercial Sales Division. We're around 20% to 25%.
Well, how many of them are in the R&D team?
That was quite difficult because a question to ask because it's everybody's responsibility to help customers be successful. So we don't have an R&D team as a separate division within the business that I come from. But what we do have is, you know, people that are helping customers be successful. We do things like prototyping with customers. So we have a team of about 50 people that will support customers through prototyping. We have what we call solution architects that I work alongside in order to be able to help customers make best use of the technology. So there's not really a separate division for us in R&D, but there are in other parts of Amazon Web Services and in Amazon as well.
Would you do something different in your journey?
Yes, I would. So what I would do is I would tell my younger self, if I could go back many years, and I would say, Melanie, be braver, take more risks, don't be afraid to just try, because there's a saying that we have in the UK, one of our prime ministers long gone, where he said, you know, success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It's the courage to continue that counts. And I encourage all my team, as do some of my colleagues as well, to get people to try. because there's nothing wrong with failing as long as you learn from it. So I would say to my younger self, Melanie, you know, be a bit braver, take that risk. If you're a bit frightened of taking on a different role or you want to try a new subject, don't be, because the worst that can happen is that you learn from it.
What should I do in the next few years to qualify to work in Amazon?
So, well, you're here today. So you're part way there because you're interested in technology. So I would say study hard. I know you do, but, you know, don't give up on your studies. I would also say, keep a keen interest in technology, but also start thinking about what it is that interests you about technology, because there's so many different jobs in Amazon. You know, there's, if you think about the bigger Amazon, there is the video recording, you know, the Prime Studios, as I'm sure you all know, Amazon Prime. And there's the part of the business that I come from, the cloud business, Amazon Web Services. So think about what you're interested in. And along with your academic work, maybe think about some jobs that you can do as you get a little bit older that will help build your profile towards getting a job in Amazon. But the best thing you can do at the moment is doing what you're doing now, is you're interested and you're good at your studies. So at least I'm told you're very good at your studies. So just keep going doing what you're doing.
Are the Israeli startups different from the startups around the world?
That's a really good question. So the answer is yes and no. I mean, there's a lot of commonality with startups. You know, going back to the previous point about people being brave and being entrepreneurs here in Israel, you know, super impressive, Israel, that culture of lots of startups. But there are some differences as well. You know, my observation, and I spoke to my colleague yesterday, actually, about this, who heads up the startups for Europe, Middle East and Africa. And what he said is, the Israeli startups are more aggressive, and not in a bad way. By aggressive, they have a goal. And that goal is shorter term than some of the other startups we see across the world. So it may be that I want to go from being this type of company to that type of company in less than a year. You know, I want to be listed on the stock exchange. I want somebody to buy me. I want my product to be ready. They set ambitious goals for themselves and they stick to them. And that's what's very different, is that they look very quickly at the bigger picture. And I think, you know, that I would encourage everybody to always think about the bigger picture. Where are you trying to get to and work backwards from there? Same as your careers. Where would you like to get to and work backwards from there?
Where's your journey to getting where you are any harder as a woman?
Yes, in my early career. I won't deny that. So I started working for the Ministry of Defense. So you have something equivalent in Israel. And when I first started working there, I was restricted in the type of work I could do because I was a woman. So I was supporting the UK Navy and United Kingdom Navy, and I could not go on board a ship because I was a woman. And therefore, I couldn't see the outcome of what the work I was doing. And also I've had incidents where, as a woman, my commitment was questioned on the basis that, well, won't you be having a family in 10 years time? And I found that disappointing, but I also thought I can do two choices here. I can accept what those people are saying and accept the type of jobs they want me to do, or I can continue to push for what I would like to do. And I continued to push for what I wanted to do. But then I did the same at school. I asked to do woodwork at school rather than something we called home economics, which is about teaching you how to keep the home, to cook. And I didn't want to do that. Not that I don't like cooking, by the way. I love the food here in Israel. So, but for me, I wanted to do something different. So I asked to do woodwork and I was allowed to do so. And I think sometimes it's just having, you know, being able to ask a question may get you somewhere different. But I did have to push quite hard in my career to keep my career path going. I have to say, in the last 20 years, and yes, I am that old, but that's not a bad thing, is I haven't had the experience of the discrimination that I had when I was younger. So that's a good thing. I really hope that the workplace is a better and fairer place for everybody. I know we're not there yet, and it's up to all of us to keep challenging that, to make sure that people can be the best that they can possibly be in an environment with that allows them to thrive.
What is your next project?
My next project. So I've been in this particular job for a year. So running the Europe, Middle East and Africa CSMs. And I want to continue for a while yet. I'm not putting a timeline on it. But the next project in that is, so when I took over a year ago, we had 38 people in our business that I was responsible for. As of today, we've hit 100 people.
Wow.
And it's not just about adding people, but it's about the next project is really how can we increase the value that we are giving to both the organization, AWS, Amazon Web Services, but also more critically to our customers and our partners that can work for us. You know, what's the next steps? What more do they want us to do? If we're supporting them today with something we call migration, so taking what they have at the moment and moving it onto AWS, what else do we then do beyond that? How can we help them be super successful? So it's really thinking about building out that value for them and saying, what next? What else do we do? So my next project is really, and now's a good time for us, we're thinking about for us are what we're going to do in 2023, 2024 and 2025. You know, we think 3 years ahead. So we're thinking big about the things we want to do. And our next project is about that. Where do we take the next steps? And as part of that, what we're considering at the moment is how do we build out what we would call artifacts? So giving people best practices that they could maybe go to a library, an online library, yeah, clearly not just a book library. How can we build that out so that we can help many more customers and partners rather than just giving somebody some guidance through talking to them as I'm talking to you today, is how can we help them help themselves? So that's what we're thinking about.
What are you most proud of in Amazon?
What am I most proud of? Yeah, so I think it's building the team. When I look back at the last 3.5 years I've been in Amazon, and actually earlier on, prior to Amazon as well, is I look back at people that I have worked with, people that have worked for me, people that I have been a mentor to, so helping them change jobs, get the career that they want. I'm most proud of those people that I see today in different positions, I would say really achieving what they want to achieve. So helping them help themselves be the best that they can be. And that for me is what I'm most proud of. There's one lady that I used to mentor who now runs a small company in the UK. So she decided that working for a big corporation, she wasn't working for Amazon, wasn't the right thing for her. and we worked on a number of things together, and she actually set up her own company through crowdfunding. And it's grown. Yeah. So, and I'm most pleased about that because it's just so different. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. You did brilliant. You are, I'm so proud of you.